poor old daddy, always busy. She strolled over to where William was talking to the grooms, both boys younger than her. He saw her coming and dismissed them. Louise stroked the black stallion's flank as the big animal was led past her. "Whatever is all the fuss about?" she asked. "Some call from Boston. Mr. Butterworth thought it important enough to send me out looking for your father."
"Oh!"
Louise started to move away. Rather annoyingly, William walked in step with her. She wasn't in the mood for company. "I've been asked to the Newcombs' bash on Saturday evening," he said. "I thought it might be rather fun. They're not quite our people, but they set a decent table. There will be dancing afterwards."
"That's nice."
Louise always hated it when William tried to put on graces. "Our people, indeed. She went to school with Mary Newcombe."
"I hoped you would come with me."
She looked at him in surprise. Eagerness and anxiety squabbled over his face.
"Oh, William, that's jolly nice of you to ask, but thank you, but I really can't. Sorry."
"Really can't?"
"Well, no. The Galfords are coming to dinner on Saturday. I simply must be there."
"I thought that perhaps now he's left you might find more time for my company."
"Now who's left?" she asked sharply.
"Your friend, the gallant starship captain."
"William, you really are talking the most appalling tosh. Now, I said I can't attend the Newcombs' party with you. Kindly leave the subject."
He stopped and took hold of her arm. She was too surprised to say anything. People simply did not take such liberties.
"You always found plenty of time for him," he said in a flat tone.
"William, desist this instant."
"Every day it was, the two of you galloping off to Wardley Wood."
Louise felt the blood rising to her cheeks.
What did he know?
"Remove your hand from me now."
"You didn't mind his hands."
"William!" He gave her a humorless smile and let go.
"I'm not jealous, don't get me wrong."
"There is nothing to be jealous of. Joshua Calvert was a guest and a friend of my father's. That's the end of the matter."
"Some fiancés would think otherwise."
"Who?" she squawked.
"Fiancés, my dearest Louise.
You must be aware there is some considerable speculation upon whom you are to marry. All I'm saying is that there are some Kesteven families of good breeding and eligible sons who would take exception to your, shall we call it, indiscretion?"
She slapped him. The sound rang across the lawn as her palm struck his cheek.
"How dare you?"
He dabbed at his cheek with the fingers of his right hand, a look of distaste on his face. The imprint of her palm was clearly etched in pink.
"What an impetuous creature you are, Louise. I had no idea."
"Get out of my sight."
"Of course, if that's what you wish. But you might like to consider that should word get out, your currently enviable position may well become less than secure. I don't want to see that happen, Louise. I really don't. You see, I am genuinely very fond of you. Fond enough to make allowances."
She seemed utterly incapable of movement, condemned to stand there in front of him, gaping in astonishment.
"You!"
It came out in a crushed gasp. For a distressing instant, she thought she was going to faint. William knelt in front of her.
"No," she thought. "Oh, no, no, no. This can't be happening. Joshua Buddy Calvert, where are you?"
"Marry me, Louise. I can obtain your father's approval. Have no fear of that. Marry me, and we can have a wonderful future together here at Cricklade."
He held his hand out, face soft with expectancy. She drew herself up into the most regal pose she could manage, and very clearly, very calmly, said, "I would sooner shovel bullock manure for a living." One of Joshua's better expressions, though admittedly not verbatim.
William paled.
She turned on a heel and walked away, her back held straight.
"This is not the last time we shall pursue this topic," he yelled after her.
"Believe me, dearest Louise, I will not be defeated in my suit for you."
Grant Kavanagh sat himself down behind the desk in his study and picked up the phone. His secretary had put a call through to Trevor Clark, Kesteven's Lord Lieutenant. Grant didn't like the implications of that one jot.
"I need you to bring Stokes' militia to Boston.
Trevor Clark said, as soon as they had exchanged greetings. "A full turnout, please, Grant."